So instead of having 2, 3, 4 headaches, migraines a week, or they would roll into 2 or 3 or 4 days at a time, then shucks, I was not even having headaches anymore. And so, you know, I went from someone who was afflicted with headaches and the side effects and the medicine to just not having that happen. Like, it's not a feature in my life anymore. So it was like literally like putting down a book and just walking away. And that was done. Like, it just closed that chapter of my life. And it wasn't that I made some epic diet change or some incredible, you know, life-changing supplement that found its way to me. It was neurofeedback.
So let's break down. So biofeedback and neurofeedback.
Sure. So biofeedback is so...
It still hits. I don't miss. I just go, go, go. Like a go, go flow. And I'm almost known. And I told y'all so. When I throw these flows, like a slow shimbo. And I ain't too close. It's your small goals. And I'm on my grind. That is all the time. I do not do breaks. That's right. I stay in dry. And look, I'm back with a little bit of that. A little more cash than I came with. Ready that cat is out that bag. But I still ask the boy got skills. I don't need her. I don't need him. I don't need help with me. I got this. I can sing songs. I can spit raps. And I can do both. Even do this.
Support for the On the Stacks podcast comes from Montage Planning Partners. Partnerships like this make our community a better place to live and work. That's why Montage Planning Partners is proud to support the important work of On the Stacks. When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies ask, "What's your salary?" At Montage Planning Partners, we ask, "What's your story?" We know building the right financial plan means looking at more than just money. That's why we start by asking the right questions, listening to what matters most to you, then guiding you every step of the way to help you live the life you want, now and years from now. Plan your financial story with Montage Planning Partners with Northwestern Mutual, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Contact Montage Planning Partners today. Visit montageplanningpartners.com for further information and disclosures. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the pioneers of the portable wood-burning sauna. Did you know that using the sauna 3 to 4 times per week could reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease by up to 50% and make you 60% less likely to experience Alzheimer's disease? That's why I've been a big fan of the sauna for years. But having to go to a crowded gym to do it isn't ideal. And all the at-home options are bulky and expensive. That's why I only use the Sweat Tent for my sauna needs. It's the most storable and affordable wood-burning sauna on the market. It not only takes minutes to set up, but it can reach 200 degrees Fahrenheit in 30 minutes or less. So whether you're enjoying it yourself in your backyard, with friends, or in need of a reliable sauna on the go, Sweat Tent is your best choice for the most portable, storable, and enjoyable outdoor sauna experience. All On the Stacks listeners will receive $100 off when you use code OTS. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code OTS at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code OTS. Sweat Tent, helping you fire up your home wellness routine. This episode is brought to you by FitAF. If you haven't already noticed, I live and breathe entrepreneurship. Whether it's launching new ventures, attending pitch meetings, or mentoring budding entrepreneurs, my schedule is jam-packed. And that's where FitAF steps in. Their menu changes weekly, offering a variety of chef-inspired meals designed by nutrition experts using only the best quality ingredients, keeping me fueled and focused. Their vast selection of meals has you covered for all types of dietary restrictions and diet plans, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As an On the Stacks listener, enjoy our exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more when you use code OTS at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code OTS for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Healthy meals and seamless nutrition, keeping entrepreneurs at the top of their game. What's up, podcast? I'm your host, Bill Corcoran Jr. here in the MPP studio. Amy Bernseal, welcome to the On the Stacks podcast.
Thanks for having me.
This is exciting. You brought the office dogs, which I was on the website right before you got here, and I saw Tito and Bryce Harper. And I was wondering, are they Amy's? Is she going to bring them? And when you showed up, like I could, yeah, the front door's like frosted a little, and I see two shadows of like what looked to be two dogs. I'm like, she brought them.
Here they are.
They're yep. here.
They yes. made the trip.
Yep. So we have a couple other special guests here. You can't see them right now. They're being very, very good doggies over here on the floor. So what is the role of Bryce Harper and Tito?
Bryce Harper and Tito are office dogs. They interact with our clients and staff, and they just sort of make everybody's day better and brighter and... children and adults, and yeah, they're just great to have around. That's good energy.
Yeah, who doesn't love an office dog, right?
Right.
I want to give a shout out to Maria Trano for introducing us. Maria was on the show actually twice. Her most recent one was episode 137. If anybody wants to go back and check out Maria's episode, was 137. And then also, welcome to Northeastern Pennsylvania. You recently just moved here, so welcome to town.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been great. Have loved it. The winter was a little long, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to snow in April, but I know it's not significant snow and it just goes away. So, yeah, really loving it now. It's the summer and, really digging it. So many cool, fun things to do up here.
Yeah. So where are you from?
I'm originally from southeastern Pennsylvania and from Chester County, so outside of Philadelphia. And born and lived there most of my life. And this is like my first time sort of stepping outside of that comfort zone and living elsewhere.
Yeah. So what was the connection that brought you here? Like how did it all unfold? Because this is very recent. This is what, like 8 months ago or so?
Yeah. Just came to the area and began work the beginning of this year. So in January, I met Elise Kerr, who is the president and CEO, owner of Integrative Counseling Services in Scranton, Pennsylvania. She has several locations. And I met her through a previous employer. She was seeking out some of the services for some peak performance type things that we offer at the office that I was working at previously. And so got to know her in that way. The office I was working at is heavily involved with education of other providers to sort of learn this neurofeedback, biofeedback modalities and sort of bringing that to others. And so as her, she had the services done, believed in it, learned it herself, brought her clinicians, and so she was all in. So about three and a half years ago, I met Elise, and then the opportunity sort of presented itself for me to kind of make a shift in what I was doing, and so she approached me about moving to northeastern Pennsylvania, and I guess what they say, the rest is history. So here we are. And so packed up Tito and Bryce Harper
and brought them up,
right? And so here we are, we've arrived.
Yeah. So you have, you have some significant experience in this field and doing these types of therapies, from what I understand. And I think you've personally benefited from it yourself a number of years ago. What was it, with migraines?
Yeah. So when I was in high school, so late 90s, I had the pleasure of experiencing migraines. And that was something that plagued me, on a almost daily basis. And so I feel like, traditional medicine, you go to your doctor. My mother took me to the doctor and, we try to figure things out. And you do brain scans, you do CAT scans, you do MRIs. You try medicine, you try being better hydrated, you try eating better, you do diets, you do different things to help manage it. And, nothing I was doing was really working. So, I was on, as a teenager, medications that were not designed for teenagers. And so there was, concerns about that, and on injectable medications and pills. And, it was a cocktail, and it was try this, try that. And if I took the medication, then I couldn't drive because it's narcotics and, teenagers on narcotics and, so just so many, and like all the side effects that come from those medicines, you'd go to bed and just sleep it off for a day and a half. And
so you never really was able to figure it out.
Never figured out what the triggers were, how it was happening, try different, glasses for photosensitivity, and you do eye vision tests, and you try so many different things to sort of, it's elimination situation, and just never had good answers. And at that time, my mother, her good friend, reached out to her and said, hey, I got this new computer system that helps folks. Among the conditions that it can address are migraines. So the next time Amy has a migraine, just send her over my house. She was two doors down. And so that was like, the rest was history. So I sat down in front of the screen, and she put some sensors on my head, and she's like, okay, she's like, make the Pac-Man go through the maze and eat the dots. And so it's a little yellow circle that eats the little white dots, really fairly low tech, late 90s, that's kind of what the technology was initially. And lo and behold, so I would go over there with a splitting headache, we would talk about the intensity and the location.
Oh, so you would go like right in the middle, like it's happening.
It's
then
happening.
Go.
Like I'm having like the dizziness, the nausea, the auras, like all the things that come with that, coming with my migraines, the things that were making me miss school, miss activities, not do social things, like just stay home. Like, I was missing out on life. And so I would go over in the middle of it, like, I'd walk myself over to her house, two doors down, go down to her basement and sit in front of this computer and do these goofy computer games. And I'm like, but there's no controller. So how do I make the Pac-Man eat the dots? That's ridiculous. And she's like, let your brain do the work. And so I was one of her very first clients. And sure enough, my brain figured out how to make it go. And the better my brain did as far as the figuring out, the headache symptoms would lessen. So the nausea, the dizziness, the auras, the incredible and uncomfortable, like the discomfort, it would lift, it would go, it would subside. And, you know, so lo and behold, then it started to become like, okay, well, we should practice this skill when I don't have a headache, when I'm not getting a migraine. And so we would do that too. And, you know, my brain got better regulated. So instead of having 2, 3, 4 headaches, migraines a week, or they would roll into 2 or 3 or 4 days at a time, then shucks, I was not even having headaches anymore. And so, you know, I went from someone who was afflicted with headaches and the side effects and the medicine to just not having that happen. Like, it's not a feature in my life anymore. So it was like literally like putting down a book and just walking away. And that was done. Like, it just closed that chapter of my life. And it wasn't that I made some epic diet change or some incredible, you know, life-changing supplement that found its way to me. It was neurofeedback. And wow. So... yeah, that was...
So, you know, these migraines, like, what type of havoc did it wreak on you as a kid?
Like, I rode horses a lot, but I would, you know, you go outside and you don't want to be outside because it's just a pounding headache. I played softball and sports, you know, lacrosse and field hockey, and I just felt like I couldn't participate, would have to miss practice. If you miss practice, you can't play in the game. And so, you know, I'd miss games and just things like this, and, you know, I'd miss school. Like, I'd get behind in schoolwork. I had a lot of AP classes to keep up with, and that sure made it hard when you're missing school, you're coming into school late, you know, because you're sleeping past your alarms. And, you know, that wasn't who I was. You know, I was an honor roll student, and it was just so hard to work so much harder than my peers to keep up when you're missing a day or two a week of school. It was incredible through high school. And so just really such a hindrance, you know, socially you didn't care to go out. It was better to just stay home and, you know, sleep on
just
a Saturday. Yeah.
And...
so, you know, everything, you know, that you did as a teenager, you know, go into the school dance, go to the mall, go to the movies, go out with friends. Like, you just didn't do it because you couldn't.
So you lost
it
out.
It was unpredictable and it was really unfortunate. It was hard to make plans. And so, you know, it just was a really tough situation and felt like I missed out on a lot of things. You know, I would go on a family vacation and then I couldn't go down to the beach, or I couldn't go on a hike, or couldn't go do the things I wanted to do. And so I just missed out. And,
yeah,
you know, like I said, this like gave all that back to me, you know, so was able to go, you know, ride my horse or go for a hike or, you know, go swimming or, you know, hang out with friends and just return to all that, you know. And so
yeah,
that was great.
So, you know, during that time, did you feel like you had a lot of people that maybe just either didn't believe you or like, oh, just take like an ibuprofen, like you'll be fine. Like, did you struggle a lot with like people like saying like, oh, like that, you know, because like, you know, just... myself,
drink
like,
more water.
Yeah,
you're not drinking
like,
enough water.
Oh, like you're fine. It's just a headache.
Like I'm drinking almost 80 ounces of water. I'm going to float away. I'll need a canoe.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I'm basically turned into water now. I'm like 100%.
I'm a fish.
Yeah,
so.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, just, you know, like all the advice that everyone wanted to give, you know, like, oh, just take some Tylenol.
They're like,
it'll
oh, it can't be that bad, right?
It's not that bad. How can it be that bad?
Right.
And, you know, like, I feel like even my parents for a while didn't believe, like, it's not that bad. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, just go out, you know.
Or just take the medicine they're giving you. It can't be that bad. But like, then my stomach would hurt and, you know, I'd have, you know, digestive issues. And then, you know, or this, like I said, the side effects, you'd just be wiped out. It would be like, I felt like a zombie. Like I was like a shell of a person.
Yeah. So like it maybe like temporarily sort of put like a Band-Aid on it, but then you had to deal with the adverse side effects, which were probably just as bad, maybe if not even worse than the migraines.
In and of themselves. So then it just became a different balancing act. You know, what monster did you want to fight? Did you want to fight, you know, the lethargy and the tiredness and, you know, the stomach upset and, you know, all those things? Or did you want to wrestle with the headache? And it, you know, I had tried some different alternative things. You know, I had tried some Reiki and, you know, chiropractic, you know, and so like I did, you know, everything that everyone told us to try, we did. And
nothing worked except
nothing
this.
Stuck except for this.
Mm. Wow.
You know, so.
So how old were you when you finally like, when like it worked and you're like, okay, like this is
16,
it.
16, 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at that point, did you like realize at that point, like this is something that like maybe you'd want to pursue as a career?
So not at that point. And so, you know, I was in school and, you know, and I'll way to college. And like, I mean, how else would I have gone to college and like had a college experience? I joined a sorority. Mm. I, you know, was involved.
You actually were able to have like
a
normal
social life. You know, I did, you know, like club stuff, you know, activities at college. I did FFA. I did, you know, I was really involved in like the ag sciences and things like this. And so I was able to go do that. That was really cool. You know, came home for a number of different reasons in my sophomore year and finished school at a state school here back in Pennsylvania. And, you know, but like was still able to like, you know, drive to campus, be at campus all day, do my things and then come home. You know, I worked retail for a little while. I feel like everybody's got to do one of those like service things. You either got to wait tables or work in a store.
Yeah,
so
a grocery store or
submitted myself
to
some customer service abuse at the mall. Did that for a while. But then I kind of was like, you know, if I could help someone else, if I could help just one other person the way that like that helped me, that would be great. And they were hiring, like the woman that helped me, Angelica Sadar, her office was hiring. They wanted to kind of branch out and offer more of this. And they were sort of, you know, growing. And I was in a spot, you know, I was close to home. And so I was like, yeah, let's do this. And so I worked a couple nights a week, just, you know, less than 10 hours a week, just, you know, providing these treatments and help, you know, under her guidance and, you know, and instruction, you know, providing these services. And so it started off small like that and, you know, part-time and, you know, I would do as she said and learned it from her and, you know, her husband, you know, and worked with them very closely for a number of years. That evolved into a full-time position. So I, you know, learned a whole lot, you know, helping them grow their practice. And like I said, in Chester County, they're located in Phoenixville. And so saw that practice grow and number of technicians and, you know, wore a lot of hats there and really learned about small business. And, you know, it was nice. It was, you know, a family and, you know, that was work mom and dad and it was great. You know, I still had the opportunity to benefit from those services and, you know, when necessary, if necessary.
Do you still like need it or do you still do the therapies?
I feel like I don't still need it, but whenever like we learn a new skill or whenever we like get new equipment, I'm like, dude, do it on me, do it, let's do it, right? So I've probably done hundreds of sessions now.
The guinea pig.
Yeah, I love being the guinea pig. So wire me up, let's do this.
Yeah, that's great. So, I was hoping like we'd bring something today. I could be like, you know, we could, you know, we could play procedure operation here.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And give it a go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's one of those things that, you know, it's pretty cool. It's a neat concept, you know, sort of, you know, alternative options out there besides, mm-hmm. you know, big pharma.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, that position grew and, you know, that clinic grew and blossomed and then, you know, they kind of shifted to doing, like, they realized that there was more need, for example, for provider education and, like, educating others to help. Like, that was their way to, like, give back to the community, not just helping people in, you know, the four walls and under, like, under their roof there, but teaching other clinicians that across the country, now across the world. So, you know, they're involved in, you know, global education as far as, you know, providing some, you know, certified coursework and mentorship.
And did you do some of that?
So I've been involved with, you know, helping them, you know, write some of their coursework and, you know, some of the equipment that we use and, you know, providing some, you know, feedback and things like this. So really helpful as far as developing some of that coursework. So that was, you know, really rewarding and exciting and things like this. And so, you know, learning the evaluations as that piece sort of evolved and grew and, you know, sort of just a lot of cutting edge things that, you know, I had the pleasure of being involved with there. To the point then where, you know, we could bring it here to Northeastern Pennsylvania.
So what did that look like? I know there was extensive education and research and trainings, and I think you traveled to California. That there's a lot of behind the scenes work, like from what I understand, probably like over a year's worth of just behind the scenes prepping for what's to come.
Right. So, I mean, like, just because we open the door, we hang the shingle out, you know, when we have all the cool toys and gadgets and, you know,
didn't
all these
just happen
things.
Yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just like you order it on Amazon and you get it set
right.
up.
Right. And then
you,
we're pros at it.
Right. You know, you have to grow it and you have to cultivate it. And so, you know, Elisa's group had been growing and sort of learning and, you know, mentoring and doing their educational things. There's a certification process through BCIA, Biofeedback Certification International Alliance. So they're sort of like the gold standard as far as, you know, doing biofeedback and neurofeedback services. So folks learn through them typically. So Elise and her group were doing that. And so I think she had at the time maybe 8 or 10 clinicians. And so now there's like 6 or 7 of us that are sort of, you know, continuing on. I came to, like I said, Elise in January of 2024. So this year, and to her group. And I had the pleasure of traveling to California to further my education. Like I said, I've had a lot of really great opportunities, you know, kind of centered in, you know, this sort of southeastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey region. And I've done some, you know, work with Northeast Regional Biofeedback Society. So being a part of that through the group with the SADARs. And so that was great. But just, you know, just extending the knowledge and like learning, you know, from the folks, for example, who created infralow frequency training. So I went out to the Othmer Institute in California. They're kind of the who's who in a particular type of neurofeedback training, which was really great to be able to bring that back, having learned from those folks. And, you know, just some different investments, some different opportunities, you know, that we're getting. And so, you know, really pleased.
Yeah. And so from what I understand, like, and I think what you said a little earlier too, but, you know, these, you know, services, like they're, it's somewhat newer to this area, but like, you know, you've had experience in some of the bigger cities and you're familiar with, you know, the larger cities around the country that already have these technologies and, you know, being able to bring it here, you know, in the area where it's where, well, I don't think it exists really. Any, I mean, besides here and then, you know, down, you know,
so closer to Philadelphia. Yeah. So closer to Philadelphia, there's, you know, a great group in Boston, the terrific group I came from outside of Philadelphia. You know, we talk about a group in California that's really offering it on a larger scale. There's some folks in, you know, Florida. So you've got to travel to get, you know, to these, you know, clinics that are offering, you know, multiple modalities. It's a little bit like going to a doctor that only offers, you know, routine vaccines. It's like, well, but what if I have a stomach ache? What if I have, you know, a sore leg? You know, like I need more services. And so, you know, there are some groups that maybe offer some biofeedback modalities, and that's great. But like really what sets integrative mind and body services apart is that, you know, we're offering sort of like this big approach. You know, like it's been an incredible investment in time, money, and energy on Elise and her group's part. And I, you know, I'm just super pleased to like kind of be involved with it all, really, you know, and kind of help build it. Like I said, they've been working behind the scenes on their end of things, you know, practicing on each other, practicing on staff, you know, and before they ever even, you know, said it out loud to a client, you know, made a dime on any of it. And, you know, just the equipment investment alone, you know, without even the education, for example, and the ongoing mentoring and the learning opportunities available.
Significant investment from
what I understand. Oh, my word. Yeah. So it's scary. Elise doesn't let me do the numbers anymore. She doesn't let me. She's like, you keep that magic math to yourself.
Yeah.
So sure enough, I do anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been pretty great, you know, and you know, along the way, you know, she's met with folks, you know, as I, hey, check this out, there's this group, they do this thing, and she travels, you know, she went to Florida recently and had the pleasure of working with some colleagues down outside of Jupiter,
and that was
really cool at the Center for Brain, Mr. Mike Cohen, he's great, and so she enjoyed some time there, and so that was really good. And like I said, it's really great to sort of connect all the pieces.
And you guys now you're finally like, you're like ready. Like this is it now is offer? Is it, it's about to be?
We're ready. We are open for business. So, we have our 501c3 is, you know, still pending. So we still have some paperwork there, but we have a pass through. So we are set up as a nonprofit. That's what allows us to sort of bring, you know, like I said, these services, because we can use grant funding and things like this to sort of make these fairly expensive services. I mean, expensive equipment and expensive training, unfortunately, can lead to expensive services. But we can offer these services at reduced pricing with the help of grants and you know, donations that are in place. So that's really helpful and advantageous, you know, to really get it to the populations that we need it. We're hoping to be in some schools coming for this coming school year, 24-25. But yes, we are open for business at 220 Penn Avenue in Scranton, and entertaining folks. So we've had that office and quietly been prepping it for the better part of the last month and a half, 2 months now. And we're finally open for business there and conducting sessions and
that's exciting.
Having folks, yeah, enjoy our new space.
Yeah. So let's break down. So biofeedback and neurofeedback, from what I understand, there's a few different things that fall under this. So can you kind of break them down for me?
Sure. So biofeedback is a big sort of term, and biofeedback is the concept of anything we can measure within the body, we can change. And so the idea of that might include things like temperature, external temperature. For example, if I, you know, put a sensor, finger sensor, and say raise the temperature on the thermometer here. You know, so like that's a biofeedback modality. Like I might say, slow your breathing, increase your heart rate, slow down your heart rate. Again, those are biofeedback modalities. We can look at muscle tension and tightness. We do a lot of that kind of work, all of these different things. So we have ways that we can measure and look at things like this. So some peripheral sort of measurements. Nothing's getting put in. So the same way that a thermometer, for example, isn't making you have a fever, it's just reading your temperature. That's sort of how biofeedback works. So we have different modalities to sort of just read what's already there, give you as an individual some techniques, and then you can work to adjust those numbers. Neurofeedback is a really special form of biofeedback. So that's what has to do with brainwaves. And so as we take a look at the brainwaves, that's typically done with like some sensors placed on a scalp, on someone's scalp. We take a look at readings utilizing a computer modality. Lots of these things are computer interface. So it's really friendly, familiar concepts, you know, make the video go or make the race car, the spaceship, the jet ski, the, you know, whatever it is, you know, however, you know, whatever screen you're sort of interacting with, you know, so make it go. And so your brain has to figure that out. Much
yeah,
like
so how does that work? So like, it's like, I know it sounds like this sounds like really silly, but yeah. Like, you're looking at a screen, mm-hmm. right? You're hooked up, right?
Yep.
I'm looking at a screen. What am I doing?
So your job, sort of like my direction to you, for example, is, you know, your technician. So just the same way you'd go to the gym and you might have a personal trainer help you,
mm-hmm.
that's how this works. So okay. It will be you, you know, you're the, you know, the client, and you want to work on your fitness. You're here to work on your mental fitness. Everyone kind of pictures what happens at the gym. That's some physical fitness. So, you know, your personal trainer might say, okay, you know, run on the treadmill for 10 minutes and okay, lift these weights and do it like this. And this is good form. Let me show you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar with neurofeedback. And so, you know, we'll hook you up and I'll say, you know, okay, you know what, Bill, I'm going to have you just sort of relax, you know, kind of watch the screen, watch the race car go, look at the spaceship. You know, let's focus on your breathing here and sort of, you know, look at this. The idea is the sensors will read what's happening directly below the sensor. And so it's a non-invasive modality. And your job is to increase particular frequencies or decrease other frequencies. And when that happens, the screen will go. So whether, like I said, that's the movie playing or the spaceship or the race car or whatever it is, then the screen will progress. And so the better you're able to moderate your brain waves and, you know, have your brain sort of just relax and engage with the screen,
it goes. This is mind-blowing,
right? And so it's a circle you kind of under, you know, yeah. as you wrap your head around
yeah,
how this
yeah,
works.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was looking it up online stuff and like I'm going through it again trying mm-hmm. to like picture this, and it's like it's mind-blowing, no yeah. pun intended, right? but it's just it's fascinating to me that, you know, it's just it's reading the your brain waves, right?
Sure.
And mm-hmm. your brain sort of just telling it to
so you don't even have to think about race cars. You don't have to think. You can be, you know, there are times we do training with your eyes closed, for example. So you're not even looking at race cars.
Oh, okay.
So how does that work? If my
yeah.
eyes are closed and
that's
I'm not
I'm saying.
Seeing
yeah, like,
race
yeah.
cars, what do I do? So the way the feedback works is often there's visual input. So the race car, you can see it going fast on the racetrack. But you might also hear that there's auditory feedback. And so whether you're wearing some headphones or you're listening to it in the room on the speakers, you'll hear the engine rumble and you'll see the car go fast. And so they're tied together. For example, the music that's sort of playing in the background will be louder or quieter, depending mm-hmm. on what your brainwaves are doing. There's also a form of tactile feedback. So it's like a stuffed animal that has like a little vibration
oh,
thing
I see,
in there.
Yeah. Yep.
And so then you'll receive tactile feedback. So when your car is fast, the tactile is real busy and
okay.
vibrating
yep,
quickly.
Yep.
And so for example, just if we take away this, the visual input and you close your eyes, that's fine. You're still receiving input, both tactile
right.
and auditory feedback are still happening for you. So
and what do you do with that? So you like, so this is all being documented, right? Like
sure.
somehow,
yep. it's all kept in
right?
real time. So, there are two screens that happen. So we might have, you know, the race cars on one screen and then on the client screen is race cars. On the clinician screen, there's an EEG. It's kept alive. So what's happening kind of in a raw fashion. So frequencies from 0 to 40, we're looking at the,
and how do you interpret that? Like, do you interpret it like in the moment, or is that something you take after, like afterwards you then review it?
So the idea is what we're looking at is a snapshot in time. So you might have had a real hassle of a day at work. You might have got a ticket on your way here because you were in a hurry and, you know, shucks, you couldn't find parking and man, it was a rotten day.
And
your boss
your
was a jerk
and
you know, all
yeah.
these things, you know, so you might be having a rotten day. And so some of your ratings, your readings might be elevated today.
Mm.
Conversely, you know, maybe you had a really great day. You're training on a Saturday morning. It's a nice morning. You had a good run this morning. You had a great breakfast. You're sort of like in a Zen mode. So your numbers might look vastly different. The idea though, as a human, like sort of in the human existence, the idea is being able to moderate between that, because that's life. You know, sometimes it's going to be, I'm running late and I got a speeding ticket getting here and I couldn't find parking and shucks. But then there's other times too, where, like I said, everything's great and, you know, it's sunshine and rainbows. It won't always be that one way or the other. And we sort of acknowledge that, you know, so we train the brain that we have at any given point in time that day. You know, so we talk about when folks come to us with headaches, you know, like, come to me with a headache. That's fine. Don't wait for it to be sunshine and rainbows. Come with to a session with a headache, please.
And do you recommend that people still do this even when they don't have the headaches
sure.
too?
Like, absolutely.
So it's not just something that you're doing, you know, like when you're, I'll say,
unwell.
In pain or unwell.
Yeah.
Like, this is like a maybe a lifelong or just an ongoing thing that you're doing.
So the idea is, we look to see some changes. Changes typically happen pretty quickly. You know, within 6 sessions, we'd expect to see something. And so people come to us for a variety of different reasons too. And so, you know, where my story kind of came from, migraines and things. You know, my initial interaction with neurofeedback. You know, I've had life events that have occurred and, you know, I've needed things for anxiety management, or, you know, I had allergy concerns that were really cropping up. And, you know, as a result of some anxiety, I had done all the allergy testing and
couldn't find the answer.
I feel like the story is the same over and over again. People try to find the answer. I'm on, you know, I'm carrying an EpiPen because I'm breaking out in hives. I'm doing allergy treatments. I'm on different pills, and then I'm on, you know, medicine, and I'm not sleeping well. So then I'm taking different medicine for that. And then there's side effects. And then I feel like I'm in molasses every morning when I wake up, and shucks, I just can't get it going in the morning. And
yeah, that just ruins your whole day.
So like, it was just, you know, and so like, again, like, what's like the answer, like, neurofeedback. So, you know, was able to utilize neurofeedback for a variety of different things. Is it a lifelong, you know, am I training every day, every week? No, not necessarily. So a little bit different. The idea that neurofeedback, for example, can help you even between the sessions, it's, you know, it can be based on a wellness model too. You know, hey, maybe I just want to, you know, have better motivation. I want to be better focused. I want to, you know, be the best lawyer, doctor, athlete, you know,
so this
student
helps, like,
athlete,
performance wise.
Absolutely.
Like, so it's not even somebody that might be coming
unwell,
like, again, coming with a migraine or with
anxiety and panic attacks or depression.
It could be just somebody's like, hey,
ADHD.
I want to further my, like, I have ADHD, for example.
Yeah.
Like, how would it help, like, somebody like me? Like, what can it do?
Sure. So, I mean, whether you want to be on meds or whether you don't want to be on meds, you know, I feel like people are really pretty aware of, you know, ADD, ADHD meds come with a whole host of side effects. You know, maybe you're inappetent, you know, so there's weight concerns there, you know, and I feel like for children, you know, it can be sort of difficult to get that medication correct. There's worry about medication abuse, for example, in some populations with those sorts of things. You know, so having the right medication, it can be some guess and check for you. So if you can, you know, get to some biofeedback and do some, you know, neurofeedback and biofeedback modalities, and we can give you some tools, you know, like I said, through the biofeedback, and that's more of like an active process. The neurofeedback can be a little more of a passive process, as we re-educate your brain waves and say, hey, this isn't efficient. Your brain wants to be so efficient. It wants to do a good job. And so it makes it really easy to do what we do, because, you know, like, the only, like, I, there's nothing I can really say to say, okay, you know, Bill, do a better job, more focused, make the race car go. The car will go when you are focusing, and you have to sort that out. That's between your brain and the screen.
Mm.
So, you know, you sort of need to moderate that. A lot of times, for example, the side effects that come with the medicine are the sleep, then it impacts sleep for you. If you're taking, for example, lots of Adderall, maybe it's hard to fall asleep that night. And so then insomnia enters the room, and that's no fun. And so it's just a different mess. And, you know, we shouldn't have medicine that we need to take more medicine because of the side effects of the medicine.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then,
yeah, so, it's a constant cycle.
Where do you stop the insanity? So.
Yeah, right.
And so that's, you know, sort of where we're at with it. So we can address so many common concerns, and they may be comorbid concerns. You know, maybe there's a trauma history. Maybe there's, like I said, some sleep stuff with attention stuff kind of intertwined. You know, maybe there's, you know, a piece of, you know, anxiety that comes with, you know, an attentional concern for somebody. Gosh, maybe it's some depression that's interwoven. Is there autism stuff there? Great, we can work with that too. So, you know, there are, you know, some pretty standardized protocols that, you know, for example, for attention, we can work with and help with. But it's, you know, it's coming and practicing. So we teach your brain this new skill. Same way if you were going to learn to play the piano, you know, you would come and you would take some lessons. You'd come, you know, once, twice, three times a week. You would come. The sessions are approximately 45 minutes to an hour long. You know, we'd hook things up. We'd chat about how things have been going for you. And plug in and there you go. And so it's okay. So we're race cars today or we're spaceships today. You know, we kind of choose the modality. You interact with the screen, you train for 15 to 30 minutes. And then that's that. You know, you go upon your life, you kind of keep track of some ratings and some goals in between sessions, but you come back and see me. You might do 20 sessions, 40 sessions, 60 sessions. But then that's that, you know, and it's sort of a permanent fix. The pills only work when you take them. Right. If you don't take your Adderall, you might have a real rough day. You know, you might sleep tonight, but it's straight off. It might be a rough day. And, you know, so the idea is, you know, or maybe there's...
On the Stacks will be back in a flash after a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Elevation Wellness, NEPA's premier wellness center located on Mundy Street in Wilkes-Barre. From pro athletes to busy parents, Elevation Wellness is leading the conversation when it comes to bettering your health through integrative medicine. Founded by NEPA native Louis Helmecki, Elevation Wellness offers physician-formulated and guided treatments that are administered by registered nurses. To learn more about how you can experience the benefits of IV vitamin therapy, multivitamin booster shots, non-invasive aesthetics, or peptide, NAD, red light, and compression therapy, visit elevation-wellness.com or follow them on Instagram at elevationwellnessnepa. All On the Stacks listeners will receive 10% off their first purchase with code STACKS at checkout. Call 570-762-9400 or visit elevation-wellness.com to book your appointment today. Elevation Wellness, taking your health to new heights. This episode is brought to you by Burn, the fitness company behind the Today Show approved Burn Board. If I'm being honest, working out can be a real chore, especially as a new dad in desperate need of sleep and cardio. Burn is founded by NEPA native Jimmy T. Martin, and his Burn Board offers a low-impact core and cardio experience unlike anything I've done before. They have hundreds of on-demand workouts that are great for beginners, seasoned athletes, and out-of-shape podcast hosts who love supporting small businesses. My wife and I use it pretty frequently throughout the week, and it's honestly a great way to burn a ton of calories without burning a ton of cash. Not to mention, it's a great tool for skiers, runners, wrestlers, and hockey players. Jimmy is offering all On the Stacks listeners 15% off when they use the code STACKS15. Visit theburn.com today to get 15% off your purchase with code STACKS15 at checkout. Again, that's theburn, THEBRRN.com to get 15% off your purchase with code STACKS15. It's time to get on board today with Burn.
We drive the same roads you drive. We face the same danger you face. When you're involved in a car or a truck crash, it's personal. Because we live here and raise our families here. We're invested here.
To learn more, visit Anzalone Law Offices online at anzalonelaw.com. And now we're back on the Stacks.
Yeah, so it can you know, end up going a number of different ways for folks. You know, this becomes a permanent solution. Maybe, for example, you know, you move and you have a new job, or you move into a new house and things might sort of crop up and, you know,
and
be stressful
like,
for you.
You're out of place. Yeah, you're out of place.
And
trying
you're out
to figure
sorts.
Out a new routine or, you know, again, lifestyle change, setting.
Right. So, you know, maybe you have a new baby at home or things like this. And so it might be, you know, that's, you know, a change for you. You might come back and see me for a few sessions to brush up. Mm. Or maybe Johnny's going back to school and now he's transitioning to high school. And that's a big change.
Or you moved to Northeastern PA.
You moved to Northeastern PA. So, you know, so as life kind of happens, you might revisit, do a few changes, get back on track, because your brain wants to be efficient. You know, you've sort of done the work and laid the tracks and the groundwork, you know, you've done the work. And so it just needs to be like your train track needs to be put back on track. And so then as that happens,
gotta put Humpty Dumpty back together.
Yeah. And so, you know, we can put someone back together and just patch you up and then off you go again. So, you know, it's amazing, you know, to see transformations in folks, you know, as they go, they come in and, shucks, they might not be, you know, like I said, so many symptoms in the beginning, like, okay, if we've got a magic wand, what can I fix for you? What could make your life better? What could we do to fix things for you? And I've had people tell me, like, I wish I wasn't snoring. I wish, you know, I could sleep better. I wish I could fall asleep in less than 3 hours. I wish, you know, I could focus on getting my work done. I wish I could, you know, any number of things. Like, okay, I wish I could get my homework done in less than 3 hours. I wish, you know, what do you wish? I wish I wasn't so angry when I was on the football field. I wish, you know, that might look different for everyone.
So anger management is another.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know I remember, like, you know, when I was doing a little bit of research on it, I mean, there was like a grid that I looked at. There was probably probably like 30 things on it.
It's really a limitless concept, you know, like I said, because it's not necessarily like, okay, I feel like when we talk about anxiety, we feel like we understand what that looks like for someone, or ADHD, like, okay, I can picture what that looks like. But, you know, like I said, like that can just be like emotional management in and of itself. Right. You know, I don't want to be anxious when I'm pitching. I don't want to, you know, have to worry every time, you know, I step up to the plate and, you know, it's my turn to bat. I don't want to let my team down. I don't, you know, hey, you know, maybe I am a player and I'm playing in high school. Maybe I don't want to play, you know, through college, and I need to break that to my parents. I need to be able to kind of manage some of that. And so
that's interesting.
You know, so like as we talk through things with folks, you know, so is there a great, is it all helpful sometimes to have talk therapy be a piece of the puzzle here? Of course.
Talk therapy. That's very interesting. So I feel like a lot of people, like, I mean, everybody deals with that to some degree.
Sure.
Everyone.
Sure. You know, so having, you know, a good outlet, and, you know, so talk therapy can be a great, you know, sort of component to this, or this can be a component to talk therapy. You know, so they can run hand in hand together. They do a great job. But like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have, you know, a therapist. You can do this, like I said, from a wellness perspective. You know, I just want to function. I want to be the best. Yeah, I want to be the best me I can be. And, you know, this is what I feel like that looks like. I could be better if I could, you know, do this. You know, I want to be better able to transition to non-preferred tasks, or, you know, work on spreadsheets better. You know, I want to be able to stick with it if I start it.
Yeah.
You know, things like this. So absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are, there's quantitative EEG. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. So quantitative EEG. So that's sort of a front end. I mean, it can occur at any point, for example, in the course of someone's training, but that's a brainwave mapping where we take a look, through a 19-channel assessment, of what's going on. So what is your brain, what are you working with? You know, what do you come to the party with? You know, where are there, you know, where we're seeing maybe, you know, all the frequencies are valid, you know, from 0 to 40. And there are times we want, for example, some particular types of frequencies. If you wanted to just sort of relax and veg out on the couch, it's really great if your brain it's making some alpha waves. If it's time to fall asleep, love that theta wave for you. But if they're, you know, also if you're working on calculus and you're, you know, or doing spreadsheets or things like this, you're going to need some beta waves to have happen for you. And so being able to shift from all those different frequencies is really helpful and necessary to go throughout your day. And so the idea is we want your brain to be able to shift and be able to go pretty fluidly from one state to the next. When your brain might get stuck, for example, in like beta waves. And so if it always feels like you're churning and like the hamster's on the wheel and he's just running and running, he can't keep up. You know, that can, for example, feel like some anxiety, like, oh, Christmas. Like, you know, I just, it doesn't feel good. You're stuck. You're just in hyper overdrive all the time. And so then that's maybe obsessive and worrying and overthinking. And so you lay down to go to bed. It's time to go to bed. You want to go to bed.
Can't shut that off.
Can't stop the, you know, the hamster's still running. He's still going.
Yeah. I got the hamster in my head a lot.
So, you know, it's a relatable concept.
It is.
And so, you know, if we could give you the tools to sort of shift away from that, you know, if we could educate your brain, like, okay, so it's helpful sometimes to be in that busy brain when you're on, you know, you're editing, you're doing, you're working, and that's great. And then to shift away from that and sort of
slow down
and relax, because now it's time to chill out. You're going to have, you know, dinner with your significant other, with your friends, your family. You want to be sort of focused in that moment and not still churning.
Yeah, not thinking about, oh, like, what about, I got to get up from the table and go do that. Or, oh, my God, I forgot to do that today. Oh, that's due. And, oh, my God, it's 8 o'clock at night and now I'm back in the office doing this or that. And it's like, or you're worrying about what tomorrow, you know. And, I mean, I feel like we all do that to a degree. You know, some maybe more than others, but I feel like to a degree we all experience that at some point.
Right.
For sure.
And so, you know, it can be a situational thing. And so maybe someone comes and sees me for 10 or 20 sessions. So a QEG can be really helpful on the front end, giving us a picture about what's happening. You know, where are there sort of frequencies that are taking over when we wouldn't want. The idea is that it's a collection. It's in office. It's a pretty non-invasive procedure. Again, just looking at, you know, placing some sensors on the scalp, and taking a look at the frequencies at each of the sites and then how the sites relate to each other. We have some analyzing partners, that group that I mentioned that helps provide some of the mentoring. So Sater Psychological does help us as far as the analyzing all that data, taking a look at what's going on. We write a really comprehensive report. It takes a look at data with your eyes open, your eyes closed, but then also while you do a task. And so that's what makes this assessment really special. Mm. So the task is, you know, it's an attention type task, but we can read different things into it, including things like cortical intensity. So I'm going to ask you to push a button when you see an animal. That sounds pretty straightforward. I'm going to ask you to do it for 20 minutes. And it's boring.
Yeah.
And so.
Sounds boring.
Yeah. But like, you know, to stay on task and don't make any mistakes, Bill.
Or be like, oh, squirrel.
Yeah. So don't make any mistakes. Watch what I've got here. Check it out. We can see about visual processing, auditory processing, and then also how hard is your brain working to do a simple job. Mm. So as we get some information gathering, we have a neurologist take a look at that data as well. That's part of it. So maybe there's something medical that could be potentially ruled out. Are we seeing some spike activity? Is there concerns about sleep spikes happening when you feel like you should be awake? And, you know, what's going on? So we partner with some great folks that really help produce a really terrific report. It's kind of like a user manual for your brain. And so we get some good information that way. Reports are amazing.
This is very data-driven.
Yes, as opposed to simply just, do you feel better?
Right.
You know, are you feeling better?
Yeah, and it's like, how do you feel? Yeah.
I mean, is that placebo effect? I don't know. Maybe I do feel better.
Yeah. Or maybe you feel like you think you're feeling better because you're saying like, oh, do you feel better? And you're like, oh, I think so.
Yeah, I think I feel better. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
You know, so we're looking at some real numeric information here. So it's not just, do you feel better? Are you paying attention better, Bill? Is that better?
Right.
You know, so it's like, no, I can see your beta ratio is different now. And I can see that, okay, we're seeing, you know, more of these frequencies, less of these frequencies, you know, so we can see that in the data. So it becomes very objective. So, you know, the QEEG really gives us some quantitative, hence the name, results in the front end. So, and it gives us a good plan to march forward. We can also do some other analyses and things in office that are a little quicker. You know, so we would start training. Everything is custom to the individual. The full mapping obviously gives us a really custom look at what's happening because there's so many sites all at the same time. But, you know, it does take a few weeks to have that data, you know, prepped and ready and the report good to go. Typically, we can start training in the meanwhile with, you know, a more basic assessment as well. That's done in office and pretty quick. We can have results, you know, same day and begin a course of training for someone as we await results. So it can be really helpful.
Like, yeah. Who is this, like, specifically good for? Are there specific, like, you know, I'll say, like, disorders or not?
For the QEEG,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah.
QEEG can be really helpful for, like, comorbidity. So if we're seeing, for example, like, maybe there's some anxiety and sleep concerns, or maybe we're having, because maybe we recommend you to go for a sleep study. You know, maybe it really is a sleep disorder that you're having. You know, what's fueling it? Anxiety can look different in different brains. So, you know, is that spike activity that's causing that anxiety, or is it simply an imbalance of waves? You know, where is that happening in the brain? So it can help us, you know, suss out the best plan for you to make everything kind of custom. Like I said, you know, we know what anxiety kind of looks like outwardly, but in your brain,
internally,
how was that happening for you? It might be different than it's happening for me. And so, no two people necessarily have the same plan. It's not a cookie cutter situation. Like, here's our anxiety plan, or here's our, motivation plan. Here's our anger management situation. Here's a, you know, ADHD concern plan. You know, it doesn't, you know, everything
it's
is
a case by case basis,
a day by day, case by case, you know, how you're progressing, you know, how your goals are being met or not, and, you know, how we can best help you succeed.
Interesting. So, yeah. So what about the alpha stim therapy?
Sure. Alpha stim therapy is cranial electrical stimulation. And so that is a device that's been FDA cleared for insomnia and work with anxiety. Really helpful. It helps increase alpha wave production in the brain. So it's a simple device. Play some clips on your ears. And then there's a dial. And you sort of, you know, find where it's comfortable setting for yourself. And then you can utilize that. You know, it's the kind of thing we can rent them, sell them. You know, it's a device. And so you could take that home, and it actually increases alpha waves within the brain. Kind of a neat concept. We've done some, you know, we're studying that and some research in ourselves, you know, like, for example, some people really like the way that feels, other people not so much. I'm one of those second category people. I don't love the way that feels. I never have, and I've tried it many times. And I can tend towards some anxiety. I don't love it, but even if I'm doing the measurements and I'm looking at the brain waves, it's making a difference. And so it's even at, you know, low levels, it's a fascinating concept that, you know, we can help folks. So that's a little bit of a different device because that does put something in. It's not shock current. You're not sitting there, you know, glowing in the dark, vibrating.
What?
Long.
We're not? I really wanted to.
So I don't have that sort of a gadget, but, you know, it's just a low level current that, like I said, increases alpha waves. And it's really a pretty fascinating, pretty quick acting, you know, modality that can be really helpful for folks.
Yeah. And like, it's like one of those, it's, you know, kind of a lot of this just reminds me of that saying, like, it's like what gets measured gets results.
Yeah.
You know, that quote just, for some reason, just I forget where I heard. I know, you know, I have a lot of people different said it. I read it in books, you know, there are podcasts, you know, motivational speakers, you know, performance coaches, all that. And like, I feel like this is very similar where, you know, you're taking this data and again, you're measuring the data and, you know, doing these procedures based on the data and you're getting the results because again, it's like, again, what gets measured gets results. So as long as you're able to take this data, see where it's at, see if you're progressing or not, and then figure out a path to progress.
Exactly. So it helps us, it just helps create the roadmap, you know, for what, you know, what that might look like. And so, you know, like I said, your path to success, you know, might go through alpha stim, might go through QEEG, biofeedback, neurofeedback, you know, HRV, heart rate variability.
Yeah, I was going to say that was the next one I want to ask you about.
Yeah. So heart rate variability, we utilize some programs through HeartMath. They've, you know, done lots of work with Deepak Chopra and Dr. Phil. So you might, you know, like, I feel like Oprah was on a kick for that for a while when her show was on. So heart rate variability is the idea of being able to change the space between the beats, like, of your heart. And so we utilize different coherence techniques. So, you know, thinking and visualization and breathing techniques kind of couple together to help someone have better control over their physiological arousal. So what they're feeling. You know, so what does that panic look like? What does that busy brain look like? What does that insomnia look like? So we, you know, can give people an active tool to utilize. You know, it's great because that's a modality, for example, we teach that to everyone. You could be 4 or 104 and you're going to learn how to breathe. And you're like, well, we might be like, I'm 35. I've been breathing my whole life. What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying in my head right now. Like,
I've been breathing for 35 years. Yeah. What are you going to teach me?
I'm breathing right now. Yeah.
What are you going to teach me about breathing? And so
breathing is very important.
It's yes. And how you do the breathing, you know, are you a shallow breather? Are you someone who's, you know, for example, having that in your upper, you know, airways, it's an incredibly powerful tool and you can really sort of, you know, moderate your kind of over arousal or, you know, your experience.
Who would use this?
Yes.
Like who and why?
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone. So, I mean, like whether you're, you know, pitching, whether you're the quarterback, whether you're, you know, you're serving up a tennis, you know, serve, you know, monitoring, you know, for example, so athletes in a peak performance situation, we teach lots of kids how to do this. You know, like I've worked with lots of horseback riders, you know, like, okay, so if I can moderate my over arousal, I can manage my horse. And so if I don't get upset about this competition, he won't either. Or, you know, okay, so like, you know, it's a really small subset of a population. All right. You know, we can teach that to test takers. You know, well, everybody's got to take a test at some point. I mean, shucks, whether it's your driving test or your SATs or, you know, so we teach a lot of students how to do this and how to manage that. Because if you get into that over arousal, that over activated state, you know, like lots of logic and things can shut down. Like it just isn't happening for you. So if you never get to that over activated phase, if you never reach the meltdown, then, you know, like if the nuclear power plant never has a meltdown, that's a great thing. If we can prevent that, then that's where we're at.
So it becomes an active management process.
Yeah. And it's a great tool. It's portable. It travels. There are some terrific apps you can download for free on your phone or pretty inexpensively. You can obtain some sensors. You know, there are daily, like I said, some, you know, meditation type things that work with this.
And this sounds like some like deep CIA stuff, I feel like.
Right. So, but there are apps that are available for everyone. HeartMath does an amazing job with some like incredible, easy to use technology. So there's heartmath.org is the company. And so you can check it out. You can go to like the app store on your phone and plug in HeartMath. They have like a breathing pacer. And so it works on, you know, like I said, like, you know, happy to share that with folks. But that's a really cool thing. There's, you know, they have two different apps that are they're pretty readily available. It uses like the camera sensor and it measures your heartbeat through the camera on your phone.
Wow.
Super easy, right? And like it's free. We all have those nifty cameras. Yeah. And so nice and easy. You just place your finger over the sensor and they call that the HeartMath experience. And that, you know, it talks you through some of like the meditation and guided imagery and things like this. You know, so that's all free. They do have, you know, like I said, some more expanded versions. You know, if you wanted to purchase something, there's some subscriptions and some really neat sensors and things that are involved with that. You know, if someone wanted to pursue those, but yeah, they've got great, I mean, so everyone, and like HeartMath is committed to teaching everyone. And so why wouldn't we take that model? You know, we've had lots of HeartMath training. And so, you know, we share that sort of vision as well as, you know, showing everyone how to do this.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I think if I'm getting it, it's like being able to sort of control using maybe breath work to
correct. Yeah.
To be able to, work with yourself during a situation, maybe a high pressure situation or like, you know, an intense situation where you might get yourself so worked up as, and as you said before, the logic may just shut down because maybe your heart's going so fast and you're just like, and then you just panic and that's it. Then,
And it's, and like, you know, so then you're not thinking so clearly. Like, I wish I would have said that. I wish I would have asked this question. I wish I would have remembered what he said. I wish I would have, you know, so then you don't have to have the I wish I would have. So, you know, like I said, you can remain in control of your emotional, your arousal. And
is this something that like you can practice, like, is this something you can practice and do on your own?
Absolutely.
Like say like before a podcast episode or
how about it?
Right. Or like, or before like, you know, public speaking. Oh my God. Like that's probably a huge one. Like, I mean,
big trigger for everybody lots of folks. You know, no one wants to talk in front of a group or make a presentation.
Right.
You know, so yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we teach folks how to do this. The idea is, you know, we would practice that probably, you know, if you were coming for training, we would probably practice that every time. You know, it takes just a few minutes. We'd give you some homework. Okay, so you're going to tie practice to an activity you do every day anyway. Every time you get in the car and you buckle your seatbelt, you're going to practice. Even if it's five good breaths, it takes about a minute to take five good breaths. So you might... You know, you get in your car, you run to the store, you drive to work, you drive home from work, you make a stop at the gas station, you know, you stop for your Starbucks, you know, whatever that looks like, you know, you're going to be practicing. So you're buckling. So if that gets you, you know, 5-10 practices a day, you know, maybe so then you're not, for example, committed to doing, you know, a 10-minute meditation, for example, in the morning. You've got 10 minutes of practice and you just space it out all throughout your day. And so again, just sort of managing where you're at, you know, and that arousal level, you know, it's hard to practice race cars on your own, like the neurofeedback.
Right.
But, you know, like the heart rate variability is something that really travels, is portable and, you know, it does not age discriminate and it, you know, it's really incredible and helpful for a whole wide variety of folks. Yeah.
So like all these services, like, is it not covered by insurance, covered by insurance? Some of it maybe, how does it work?
Yeah. So, in some of our offices and some of the insurance carriers, they do have an allotment for biofeedback services. That's sort of like how insurance acknowledges, and that's what the label they put on all the things is biofeedback. And so some of them do have coverage. Our office here in Scranton, unfortunately, none of the insurances are in network. It's a great part about it being a 501c3. Because we have the grants in place and the funding, we, like I said, we can discount or offer low cost or, you know, free services for folks. You know, so we've got a grant wait list and, you know, place folks on that list and are able to pull people off as, you know, as additional funds become available. And that can be for anything, for heart rate variability. That can be, you know, things for, you know, like the neurofeedback, other biofeedback services, the QEEG. You know, we can help folks with all of those things. As far as the insurance, so we, you know, there is a fee for service at the present time. We will provide you a super bill, though, because we're an out-of-network provider. You can submit to your insurance. So if you have out-of-network benefits, that's great. We'll get you a super bill. It has all the codes, the diagnoses, all the things you need. And so if you've satisfied, you know, whatever your out-of-network benefits look like, you know, perhaps you pay a certain amount and then they reimburse you for half the services. So you could be receiving reimbursement. You know, we have folks that do it. We, you know, automatically, our system is a pretty cool electronic medical record system. It's real fancy. The first of every month, automatically in your inbox is your paperwork. You print it out, you put a stamp on the envelope and send it off. And it's just that simple.
Sometimes healthcare can be super complicated.
It is not always easy.
Yeah. but it sounds like you guys have made it a little easier.
We've tried to make it as accessible for as many people as possible. Like I said, like that's sort of the mission, you know, is to bring it to as many people as we can, streamline the process, you know, and do as best we can with what we've got. Our Millersburg office is extremely, you know, I guess lucky to be taking Perform Care, and they do have an allotment for biofeedback. So if someone wanted to perform, you know, to have services billed to their insurance and have the office bill it on your behalf, that's fine. And so there are some in-network services there, you know, and that would be at that office. They're outside of, you know, the Harrisburg area. So it's a bit of a distance from here, but they're offering services to that community. So again, sort of rural underserved communities, you know, making these services available and possible.
You're really a vault of knowledge.
I've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, it's impressive though. It really is. That, I mean, yeah. Like, it, you know, you could see the passion that you have for it. Right. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, it dates back to, you know, your experience, obviously, you know, as a child with the migraines. And But you know, it's just, it's one of those things that like, you probably feel like I got to conquer this. And then it just became like a lifelong thing for you to help other people conquer it.
And I feel like, you know, it's one of those things when you did like career day at school and they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you're yeah. like, I want to be a vet. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a doctor. I want to be, you know, a lawyer. People said those things. No one grows up saying, I want to be a neurofeedback technician.
Right,
no one said
right.
that. Like, I didn't know what this was like, until I knew what it was.
I didn't know what it was until, well, now.
Yeah. Until now. And yeah. so, you know, I didn't know what it was until I got involved and began doing it, and I can't imagine doing anything else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
This is just, I mean, so I've got a couple of degrees in some bio and some chemistry, and you know, I've had a lot of fun doing, you know, some things like that, but you know, this is important, and it's special, and it's
yeah, why is it so necessary. Why is it so important to you?
Just because it made such a difference for me. So, you know, I feel like if we can do that for others, you know, like I said, I just, and every time I talk about this with people, and they're like, oh, I had no idea this existed. How come I didn't know this was a thing?
Right.
How come I didn't know? You know, why is this a secret? And, you know, the medication, you know, Big Pharma's got really deep pockets, and as deep of pockets as we have, it just scratches the surface of what they've got. And
right.
so, you know, as much of an investment in time and money and energy, that's just a drop in the bucket for them. And, you know, they have a lot of studies and, you know, backers, and you know, people understand, you take, like, people understand that model. You take a pill and it makes things different. You know, you take a pill and it makes a change. But if you don't take the, what if I don't want to take the pill anymore?
Right.
What if I don't like
yeah.
the pill?
Then
you know,
yeah.
I don't want to have to take a pill forever, and you know, mm-hmm. just all these things. And so because that was sort of my experience with medication and how that worked, you know, I feel like there's got to be something different. There's got to be something more, you know.
Yeah.
And so working on this electrical side of the brain versus the chemical side of the brain is a really powerful concept. And so that's what we're doing. We're working on changing brain electricity, and it's a fascinating
idea. It is fascinating. Are there any other, like, I'll say, like, less known facts or just myths or anything that you can either bust or prove or just
sure.
like just give a little like other little bit of knowledge about the space?
Sure. So I mean, I really think the concept, I feel like trauma is such a thing now, like it's really become a hot button and much more accepted. And as people, you know, COVID really changed the way we interacted with mental health and
for
issues
sure.
with mental health, and making it that much more acceptable and appropriate for all different ages and people, and what that looks like. You know, so for example, we have some really great modalities to address things like trauma, and whether that's, you know, PTSD and sort of the ongoing, whether that's the processing. Trauma can be hard because, you know, some folks aren't able or ready to talk about it yet. And neurofeedback provides sort of a safe space where it's not necessarily that you have to talk through, you know, what happened. I was held up at gunpoint, or I was abused, or I was, you know, verbally, you know, abused, or I was, you know, raped, or I, you know, I had this was occurring to me. So you don't have to talk about the bullying, you don't have to talk about the things, but neurofeedback allows for, and maybe puts you in a position where, you know, you start to heal, and then maybe you are ready to talk about it, and then can access different things. So, you know, it can be a primer,
kind of helps you
therapies.
Get to that. It's like a stepping stone to be
yeah.
able to get yourself to that next level.
Yeah. And so, you know, like I said, and like, I feel like there are times where people are just like, oh, my medicine's not working anymore, you know, other things,
you
like
plateau
this.
Yeah.
And you're just, you know, doesn't fit anymore. And so, you know, this can be helpful, and you know, it's stopping
and lifestyles change, and you
and
know, you moved to Northeastern PA.
You know, and your family might change. You know, maybe I'm
sure.
trying to get pregnant, maybe I'm on some, you know, hormone therapies, and you know, maybe it just isn't conducive for me to take
right.
my depression medication anymore, because that might
yeah.
be impacting things. And so, okay, well, but now what? I'm just supposed to be sad and pregnant, and like, you know, what does
yeah.
that look
there's
like?
There's no fun in that.
So what does that look like? You know, or maybe I have postpartum depression, or maybe I'm struggling with, you know, different concerns. So, you know, wherever you're at, the nice thing is, you know, we can meet you where you are and where you're ready to be. We have some cool new toys that we've started introducing. We had a few weeks ago come in a leniosis system. That's bioresonance therapy, BRT. Not on our website yet. We're building that page now. It's pretty cool. It's like a really nice dovetail therapy. We're utilizing that during sessions or following sessions. So that's really exciting for us to use. That's, again, a different form of body biofeedback, helping your cells communicate better with each other. It sort of explores like the gut brain connection, and so many things, for example, start in the gut and the concern with the gut. You know, so if we can sort of get that ironed out, then we can have, for example, some alleviating of effects of anxiety. Well, if we can iron out some anxiety things, maybe you're going to sleep better. You know, maybe like things sort of fall into place. So
yeah.
It's nice because the bioresonance therapy, those response time, the response time on that is really quick. 1 to 3 sessions, we're seeing really fast results and really powerful results. Folks with chronic pain, you know, for example, or even acute situations. You know, I had some knee surgery just a few weeks back, and I'm really loving the bioresonance therapy, for, you know, and yeah. helping with that discomfort and that healing process myself. So really powerful, really cool working with some folks with, you know, anxiety concerns and just seeing, like, you know, the difference that that's making for them. We also recently acquired the David Delights, and so those are some visual entrainment devices, really helpful with adult ADD, ADHD, but they have lots of different protocols, you know, for brain brightening, motivation, focus, you know, some sleep protocols. There's, you know, a whole lot of different things. So that's, again, a device that, you know, someone could utilize. It's like you wear some glasses and there's like kind of almost like a pager unit that goes with it, and it's flashing lights and some headphones, and you listen to some sounds, and, you know, it helps your brain sort of, you know, increase different frequencies and things like this. And so, again, sort of a passive fashion. It's not putting anything in. It's just sort of encouraging some frequencies to be made. So really cool, helpful, neat technology, you know, some really high-end
stuff.
I
love technology. This stuff
just
fascinates me. I love it.
Yeah, so there's lots of really cool stuff they're able to use, you know, during sessions, in between sessions, you know, send home with folks as rentals or borrows, or come in and give it a go. You know, you can come in and sit in my office, and maybe you come see me on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but, you know, you're in the area on Friday because you're there for work, and, you know, you might do one of these sort of adjunctive things in between, you know, that don't necessarily require you and I to sit in the same space for an hour, and you can enjoy the company of Tito and Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
You know, while yep. you do it. And
I'm a furrier Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, the office dogs are real yeah. fun that way. But,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So it's a cool concept. Yeah. But yes, we have some neat new toys that we're adding every day, just
That's
adding
awesome.
New things.
Yeah.
So
and,
staying fresh.
And I didn't make this up. Obviously, this is right on your website. But retrain your brain
yeah.
is, I guess you would say that's the slogan.
That's the catch line.
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, it came to me a couple times as we were talking, as we were, you know, sharing all this information, and it really is just retraining your brain.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, literally looking at, like, and, you know, on the EEG. So not just like, don't think about that. Like, don't think about not sleeping, Bill. That's not good. Don't think about didn't get that project done, this deadline, this, mm-hmm. you know, don't think about that. So it's not just changing your thinking. It's retraining your brain waves.
It's literally like rewiring.
Exactly. Yep. We're laying new railroad track. And if we continue to lay, you know, good track, and, you know, then that's going to be the path that your brain will want to be efficient. Like I said, your brain wants to learn to interact with the things. It's an incredibly efficient machine, but it can also get off track. And so inefficiencies can look like attentional concerns, sleep struggles, depression, anxiety, you know, and so that can look different ways, you know, anger, that can be different things for different folks. But those are just inefficient tracks, and we want to sort of get back on track. And so, you know, doing neurofeedback and biofeedback modalities can really assist with that.
So what else you guys got going on? I heard you guys might have a podcast soon.
Yep. We're looking to do our own podcast. There's a protocol for that. And so we literally talk about everything, and, you know, we can help, you know, get IBS lined out. We can work with folks with palsy concerns. You know, some really powerful stuff that we learned, you know, in our trip to California working at the Othmer Institute. So, you know, really the opportunity to kind of use that infra-low frequency training, really fascinating, different science there. So really kind of cool. Our new office opened at 220 Penn Avenue in Scranton. So
congrats.
That happened this past week. Thanks so much. Super exciting to be in, like, that new space.
Yeah.
So it's fresh. It's new. Looking to welcome everybody in there. So that's exciting. Like I said, we're adding equipment, you know, every day. We'll be a part of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Wild Women Festival. That's at the end of August. So we look forward to attending there. So you can always come visit us there and check out some of our neat goodies, and check out our hardware and our software and some of our traveling toys that we have. But yeah, so that's some of our up and coming things that we've got coming along. But yeah, just sort of getting the word out and education, you know, what is neurofeedback? What is biofeedback? And how can it help, you know, you? How can it help someone in your family? I feel like everybody knows someone who could really benefit
100%.
From this.
100%. And if not, it's themselves.
Right.
You know? So like if anyone, you know, either wants more resources and maybe wants to just learn a little bit more on their own, I'm sure, you know, I know you guys have some resources on your website. I've read some of it myself. You guys have the blog on your website.
Right.
But where can people go to learn more or contact you? Like if they're interested in working with you, what do they need to do?
Sure. Yeah. So our website is integrativemindandbody.org. And so take a look at the website. You can see amazing pictures of our furry employees and some of our not so furry employees. So you can sort of see who you're chatting with there. You can always reach out to us at the office. We have offices in Scranton, New Milford, and Millersburg currently that offer the neuro and biofeedback modalities. We're sort of funneling that all through our main office at Integrative Mind and Body. So that's 570-871-4903 if you wanted to give us a ring at the office. We offer free consults. Happy to check out, you know, bring you into the office. You can take a look. I'm happy to walk you around, show you a demo, how it goes. We can talk about, you know, what you've got going on, or, you know, your friend, your kid, your mom, your sister, you know, whatever you've got going on, you know, help you sort of, you know, integrate and what that looks like for you, integrating neurofeedback into your life and biofeedback and make a good plan and then execute. So, you know, we have sessions available pretty well straight away.
I was gonna say, you guys good? You're taking new patients,
clients? New patients, yep. So open for and available, have availability currently. In the event that, you know, like I said, you want to get on the grant wait list, maybe, you know, you need some assistance with sessions, that's great. Happy to take information. You know, so if you're not able to pursue sessions without, you know, some grant funding and assistance, happy to add folks to the wait list too, kind of have a chat
that's
about,
great.
You know, what that looks like. And as, you know, grant funding becomes available, we're pulling people off that wait list, looking to get services rolling for them and kind of keep people, you know, happening. And yeah, so if someone wants to come, you know, check it out, check us out. And like I said, you know, I'm located in Scranton, but there are clinicians in New Milford and Millersburg as well. So, you know, happy to help folks kind of all around Pennsylvania kind of get oriented to what's happening. So yeah, our website's a great place to take a look.
It is. Ton of information.
And there's a contact form there, so you can reach out to us. That's nice and easy. So if that's more your style as opposed to picking up the phone, you can always, you know, shoot us an email that way. There's an interest form and we'll get back in touch with you. You can have some email conversion and, you know, shoot me a text. You know, I'm super easy. So
yeah,
really accessible.
Yeah, or if anybody just wants to come and pet Bryce Harper and Tito.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, do that too.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
Happy to, you know, help everybody that wants to come for a visit. So.
Well, this is great. I appreciate you. Appreciate you coming in today.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, Bill. And thanks so much.
Yeah.
It was great chatting.
And sharing all this knowledge.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I mean, it's a lot, right? And it's a lot to process, you know?
Sure, it's a ton.
I'm sure I'm probably going to go down a rabbit hole again of just reading more online and learning more about it myself, because it's fascinating. I think it can help a lot of people. And it's one of those things that I feel like it's probably like a hidden gem.
Yeah.
You know, that again, like just like you said, like not a lot of people, you know, a lot of people just may not know.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, just being able to get the word out, whether it's through shows like mine, other podcasts, you guys starting your own, just getting the knowledge out there, I think is so important. Because again, just as we said, there's I feel like there's almost no one that it can't help. Like there's just,
that's exactly right. And that's really sort of how we look at it, you know? So like whatever you've got going on, like I said, we'll meet you where you are. We just did a spot on the WVIA. So like you can check out their website as well. We have an interest story there about neurofeedback. So if you just type in the search bar, neurofeedback will surely show up. So that just happened recently as well. So they sent out a nice article on their website, but yeah, there's lots of information, you know, we're just, like I said, sharing the information at this point and, you know, just education at this and really kind of bringing these services to the people who want to work with us. We're looking forward to working with everybody.
Awesome. All right. Amy Bernsteel, On the Stacks in the MPP studio. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much, Bill.
If you want to see more On the Stacks content, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/onthestackspodcast or search the hashtag On the Stacks on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.